This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the push for nationwide year-round E15 sales cleared a major hurdle 2 weeks ago as the U.S. House approved legislation supporters say would finally bring certainty to ethanol producers, fuel retailers, and corn farmers alike. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the bipartisan vote proves something biofuels advocates have argued for years. And we'll talk with the secretary next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says once lawmakers finally allowed a standalone vote on year-round E15 in the House, the support was there to move it through. He says that's what made it the repeated delays so frustrating for ethanol supporters.
Well, it drives home something that we thought was always true, and that's that if it got a vote on the floor, it would pass. And frankly, I think that's been what's been so frustrating with all the, again, the fits and starts of this E15 legislation component is that there's been, you know, it's been going to be included in several other pieces of legislation or reconciliation packages or this or that. And then it, you know, something happens and it doesn't get done. And so that's been the frustrating part is we say, my gosh, just give it a vote, give us a chance. And it did exactly as we suspected, which is it passed and it passed in a bipartisan fashion. These things, there's a process here. You got to pass it through the House. You got to pass it through the Senate. So the fact that it's now across the line in the House is huge.
Nagy says there's also been a lot of confusion and misinformation surrounding the proposal itself. The legislation does not require E15 use nationwide, but it simply allows retailers to sell it year-round if the consumers want it.
Really important here to remember, this is not an E15 mandate for the country, as has been talked about, which is just misleading intentionally. So unfortunately, on the part of some. This is creating an opportunity for fuel marketers to offer for sale on a year-round nationwide basis E15. In Iowa, the market is telling you it wants it, right? When it's available, Iowans choose it. Iowans saved $60 million last year in fueling costs just by choosing E15 over E10. If I'm a marketer somewhere in the country and I can offer that kind of savings, I think my competitors are going to follow me. So it's not a mandate. It's not a requirement. It is giving consumers more choice. And again, the proof is in the pudding here, which is when it's available, Iowans pick it.
Nagy adds that the issue goes well beyond what drivers pay at the pump. He said year-round E15 availability could strengthen ethanol demand, support rural jobs, and provide another boost for corn producers at a time when agriculture continues facing tight margins.
You know, you can look at this. This is the thing about, I know you and I have talked about this issue of, you know, you can look at this from a consumer standpoint, from an affordability standpoint, and how good it is from that, for the pocketbook. You can talk about it from an environmental benefit standpoint. That's a good thing. You can talk about it from the health of the ethanol industry and what that means for jobs in those communities that surround those plants. And of course, you can talk about it from the perspective of corn demand, domestic U.S. grown renewable corn production and what that can mean for prices. And so it's good on all those fronts. And I think that's worthy of a passage.
Now the attention shifts to the U.S. Senate, where supporters hope to build on the bipartisan momentum from the House vote. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.